After looking at the game from yesterday, we are disappointed with the outcome, but I thought the team got better as a team in how we have to play the game, a complementary game, a field position game, that kept the game competitive, that kept us in the game, that gave us a chance to win the game. And I think that that's what we want in this business, is a chance to win. And earlier in the season, we really didn't have as much of a chance to win as we had yesterday, because the game wasn't as close, you know. And so if you can keep the game close and give yourself a chance to win, that's what you need to do. And so I think that we got better, even though we did not win the game. Now, it's not perfect. You know that. The fans know that. The players know that. The coaches know that. And we're going to try to work on the things that we need to improve on. And there are a couple things yesterday that stood out, penalties being one of them. You know, when you're playing field position football and you get penalties that hurt your field position, that's not a good thing. All right? So that's where we got to clean up on those, and many of those were on special teams. All right, and then the other thing is the turnovers. I mean, I don't care how you say it, color it, look at it, but if you turn the ball over in the NFL, you hurt your chances of winning. And so, and we did both of those yesterday. We had penalties and we had turnovers, and so we got to continue to focus and concentrate on that, and then eliminate the penalties and play the way we played yesterday with energy, effort, and focus, which we had for the whole game. And if we can do that, I think that then we might be able to win a game. And so we're going to try to win a game and see if that can impact our confidence and our attitude as we go down the road. You know, the other major thing is Matt and his condition. It was deemed that he has a concussion, and he's being evaluated on that concussion. And they will have several, they're going to run several tests to see where he is and all of those things. Generally, concussions are not good, but we're concerned about the safety and the health of the player, and we're going to give him an opportunity to get well. In the meantime, Brady Quinn has to get ready to play. Ricky Stanzi has to get ready to play. That's one of the good things about having three quarterbacks on the roster. You know, if you lose one, at least now you still got two guys and you don't have to go try to pick up somebody off the street, or if you have one on your practice squad, then you have to bring one up from the practice squad. You know, so by having three quarterbacks on the roster, we've got guys who've been in the system, have experienced all the training camp, and so it's not a teaching thing that we have to go through with a new quarterback. So we will evaluate that as it goes along and keep you informed when I get information about the health of Matt. But kind of that's where we are. And like I said, I thought the team got better yesterday.
Castle out of Sonny's game in Tampa?
No, not totally. But just from what I've seen about concussions, they can be difficult. Guys, a lot of times, the individual is the thing. Some individuals recover faster than others, you know. But, you know, with the emphasis on concussions in the league, they're making sure that we do due diligence on the player's health. And making sure that he's not rushed back. So we'll evaluate it and see.
Last week, Kevin Boss said that doctors wouldn't clear him for the rest of the season. Do you have a sense this is in the same category?
No, I think it's too early to tell that. Yeah, it's too early to tell that.
Having the bye week kind of gives you 2 weeks to recover. I mean, is that a factor in what his situation would be this week, knowing you have another week to really...
No, that doesn't factor into it at all, because the NFL, you know, here in the league, the player safety issue, particularly as it relates to concussions, strong points have been made about taking care of players.
That's my point. You'd have 2 weeks, really.
Yeah,
only miss one game.
But, yeah, he'd only miss one game. But that doesn't impact the evaluation of him. You know, the evaluation of him is still going to be the same, whether you got 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks. They're going to evaluate him, and then we will do what the doctors tell us to do as far as that goes.
How late in the week would you be able to wait? Is there a drop-dead date? I got to know by Wednesday or Thursday or Friday.
You know, it will depend on what the doctors tell me as far as what his baseline is and what they think that he's capable of, and then what you see, you know. If they don't allow him to do anything, it's going to be hard for him, you know, to be ready for the game. I think that that's a position that you need as many reps as you can get, you know. And so we'll just have to – we'll evaluate it, like I said, and then we'll see.
Are you planning right now to start with Quinman?
That is still a little too early, you know, but he's got a concussion. And when the doctors give me some information from the tests that they're running, then I'll be better able to answer that question. But Quinn has to get ready, as well as Stanzi. He has to get ready. So I'm going to have to wait till later in the week to see.
What do you think of Eric Winston's comments yesterday?
I didn't hear all of his comments. I was informed that he made some comments. If you would tell me what you heard, then I can talk about
fans for allegedly cheering for Matt Castle being injured. Did you think the crowd cheered when that was hurt?
Well, you know what? When one of my players gets hurt, I kind of focus on the player, and I don't know whether there was cheering or not. You know, I'm just looking at the player. I'm trying to get the second quarterback ready to go so that he can get some snaps, trying to get the attention of Lilger on the field so that he can come over, you know. And then when Matt came off the field, you know, I went over told him to hang tough, you know. So I didn't realize what the fans were doing, you know. And so now Eric Winston made a comment about the fans cheering or whatever. Like I say, I don't know. I wasn't tuned in to what the fans were doing at that time. Now, so tell me exactly what you heard.
Eric Winston said 70,000 fans cheering for Matt Castle was embarrassing.
Well, I don't think that he meant 70,000, all right? If there were boos or cheering that Castle got hurt, I know that 70,000 didn't do it. Even though I'm not tuned into it, all right, I know 70,000 didn't cheer for him being hurt. There might have been some who cheered for him being hurt. You know, this season has been a disappointing season, the way it's gone, but I doubt – very seriously, the 70,000 cheered. From my experience, the fans here in Kansas City are good fans. Now, are they frustrated? Yes, they are. I'm frustrated, you know, with the way it's gone. But my players, any one of them who gets hurt, you know, I'm concerned about that player being hurt and his well-being. And then we'll go from there. Now, if Eric has been in this league a little while. He's seen some things, and he has some pride. He has some strong feelings for his teammates, whether it's Matt Castle or Toribio. If they are hurt, he doesn't want anybody to do anything negative, you know, as a result of that injury. And I think that he'll stand up for any teammate on this team as it relates to that. And so he's seen a lot. And so, like I said, I didn't hear what he said, but, I mean, I think he'll stand by his statement.
Do you appreciate the fact that one of your players, you know, took it upon himself to get a gathering around and say, hey, it's not right for people to criticize him or my quarterback? Does that kind of speak to the family bond of what you guys are going to?
Well, you're always trying to build team chemistry. That's part of this deal, and that's part of this business, is build team chemistry. But we're also in a business where you're going to get criticized. And I don't think the players, they don't complain about being criticized. all right? But if a guy is hurt, they don't want to see people cheering that he's hurt, you know?
Are there things you would do against, when you're building your offensive game plan this week, are there things you would put in there with Brady Quinn at quarterback that you might not for Matt and vice versa? Do you build your offensive game plan differently this week?
Well, if we determine that Brady is a quarterback, okay, we have to look at the strengths of every player that we're going to play in the game, all right? And so the things that Brady does well, we have to tilt the game plan toward those things. If we didn't, we wouldn't be very good coaches.
This has turned into a very much passing league. Is it a difficult prescription to win football games running the ball 75 or 80% of the time?
Not if you're able to gain yards running the ball. You know, if you can gain yards running, you can win running the ball. If you can't gain yards running, then and you continue to run the ball, then that might not be the best formula.
But you ran the ball very effectively yesterday and didn't get any points.
But we were in the game. Hey, we got 3 less points than the Ravens got, which means we lose. I understand that. But, I mean, a competitive game. I mean, let me ask you, would you rather see a competitive game or would you rather see a 40-10 score?
Competitive, clearly.
Exactly. Exactly.
Isn't it hard to win? I mean, you would have had to hold them to 3 to win.
Well, in the Green Bay game last year, I think it was a 3-point game there, if I remember correctly, and we won, and everybody was really excited about the fact that we won. So, guys, in this business, we know that winning is the important thing. And if you can win the game, a lot of things get overlooked, okay? Whether you run it, whether you throw it, how many penalties you got, all of that kind of gets overlooked if you win. All right, and it's just, to this point, we haven't won enough games. And so there's frustration as a result of that.
Can Jamal continue? I mean, obviously you got a couple more guys involved yesterday. Can Jamal continue to take that workload, or do you see Peyton Hillis coming around the corner? Just talk about if this is the way to stay competitive, great. But can these guys take this pounding first?
Well, you know what, we have a pretty good stable of running backs. Mm-hmm. You know, now Peyton happens to be injured at the moment, but you know, going in, we kind of felt like that a combination of Charles and Hillis would be a good combination. Then with these young guys behind them, you know, we felt pretty good about that position and where we were. And we get Peyton back, I think that we'll still feel pretty good about it.
What got you to get Cyrus involved so much yesterday?
Well, drones, he was playing special teams and doing a lot of that. And so Cyrus was a nice change-up, and so getting him in there a little bit, we felt like would be helpful.
How close are you to getting Hillis back?
High ankles are always tough. He's making progress. We're going to push him a little bit more this week to see how much he can do, you know, and then after we push him, we'll be able to tell whether he will be able to come back this week or not.
What about Dorsey?
Dorsey, same situation.
Romeo, guys often talk about, you know, no player wants to go in for another player, like, due to injury, but that is part of the game where some guys get their opportunities because of that.
Sure.
We had all talked last week about production based from the quarterback. If Matt had continued to have the interceptions or the lost fumbles, that maybe that would, if he continued to do a lot of the same, that you would, as a coach, at some point have to make a decision. Do you feel like, unfortunately with the injury, but maybe Brady Quinn could provide a spark for this team moving forward?
Well, only time will tell that, you know. Every guy you have on your team, you hope that he's a good player and that he can function when he has to go into the game, you know. And so when Brady goes into the game, I want him to function and be able to function, just like Cyrus Gray, when he goes into the game, he needs to function, you know. So I think that's how you try to build your team. You know, that's why you have enough guys so that if a guy gets banged up, you can put another guy in who can step up to the plate and get something done.
The turnovers yesterday, the pitch to Cyrus Gray, they gave it to Castle. But it sounded like after the game you felt it was the rookie's responsibility.
Well, I think he could have looked that one in better.
The fumble at the goal line. When you took a look at it on tape, what did you see?
Well, I think that usually you got two guys involved in that, and so both of them have the responsibility.
The interceptions, both due to tips?
Well, the first one, I thought, well, just me, I thought that there might have been some contact on that first one, and then the defensive back got his hand in when the ball got there, you know, and so that was that play. And then the next one, we kind of tipped that one up in the air, and we probably should have made that play ourselves.
What about the Dexter penalty? Did you have a chance to look at that again?
Yes.
Am I putting you on the spot to be in trouble?
You want to pay the fine, Bob?
No comment.
What did you like about, you talk about the Ravens 6 points, what did you like about your defense? What stood out about your defense?
Well, they didn't give up, did not allow a touchdown, you know, against a pretty good offense.
And what do you attribute, I mean, these big scores that you guys have been run over the last few, what do you attribute the turnaround to?
Well, you know what? I told you that we've been getting better, and we've been concentrating on trying to get better, and so it came together yesterday against a pretty good football team. And you know, in this business, in this game, I don't know if you remember back to last year, you know, we started off slow a little bit, and then we went out to San Diego. And San Diego was a pretty good team out there on the road. We played pretty good and came up short. But as a result of it, we gained some confidence in the team. And so that kind of reminded me of yesterday a little bit. We came up short, but we played a pretty good team. And I feel like that we got better, and hopefully we gained some confidence. And now the test is to see if we can take it forward. You know, this week will be critical for us to be consistent, to have the kind of focus we had last week, and then to be able to play the way we played, you know, without the penalties and without the turnovers.
Well, Romeo, there was your first press conference last year after you became the head coach. You were sitting here and saying you said Kyle Orton's our quarterback, and you were very confident you guys could win some games with Kyle Orton as your quarterback. Are you as confident you can win some games with Brady Quinn as your quarterback if he's your guy?
Well, I think Kyle was a more experienced guy, you know, and so this is a different scenario and a different situation. I know that Brady will be ready to play, and Brady's going to do everything he can to help this team win.
Any other injuries from yesterday besides Castle that might be a problem for you?
No one has told me about any other major injuries or anything like that, and Castle is the main one.
What about Lewis and Brown? Chance
they'll
practice this week?
Well, I think that I was told that there was a chance Jaleel might be ready, but we have to see, you know, because he's coming off of that ham, and they're tender a lot of times. And then Kendrick, hopefully, we'll be able to find out more about what he can do. I just need to see Kendrick in pads and see him have some contact.
Would he have had that chance last week if he had not become a daddy on the day
that pads were on? We would have put him out there and taken a look at him.